Are you a car lover?
Are you a fan of Matthew Broderick? Have you seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off more than 20 times?
Do you also have an extra few hundred thousand dollars lying around your house?
Now, if you said yes to all of these questions, we know of a shiny red sports car with your name all over it.
The 1961 Ferrari 250 GT California.
Oh, yeah. Bad car.
Less than 100 were made. My father spent 3 years restoring this car. It is his love. It is his passion.
It is his fault he didn't lock the garage.
That car, the one that Cameron Frye's dad left in his unlocked garage, will be on the auction block tomorrow.
Okay. Before we get your tweets and your emails, we know. The car in Ferris Bueller's Day Off was not a real Ferrari. It was a replica built in 1985 just for the movie.
So how much could this prop be worth? Well, a real 1961 Ferrari 250 GT California sold 2 years ago for just over $17 million.
Here's where Cameron goes berserk.
However, the genuine replica is expected to go for much less, about $350,000.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, you know. But Ferris fanatics could bump that price higher at auction.
Adding to its worth, it's on the National Historic Vehicle Register. So you can own a piece of movie and automotive history.
And if you're still unsure, let Ferris Bueller himself close the deal for you.
I must be honest here. I love driving it. It is so choice. If you have the means, I highly recommend picking one up.
And if you have the desire but not the means, you can still at least gawk at the car before it's sold tomorrow in Monterey, California. But be careful. You know it's going to move fast. If you don't stop to look at the fake Ferrari, you could miss it.